Thomas wanted to think he was brave enough, but that currently sounded like the worst idea in history.
Well, for one, he has a lot more allies than I do. Not a good person to pick a fight with.
Yeah, but you're smarter, and I bet you're quicker. You could take him and all his buddies.
One of the boys standing in front of them looked back over his shoulder, annoyance crossing his face. Must be a friend of Galley's, Thomas thought.
Would you shut it?
He hissed at Chuck. A door closed behind them. Thomas turned to see Albie and Newt heading over from the homestead. They both looked exhausted. Seeing them brought Ben back to his mind, along with the horrific image of him writhing in bed.
Chuck, man, you gotta tell me what this whole changing business is. What have they been doing in there with that poor Ben kid?
Chuck shrugged.
Don't know the details. The grievers do bad things to you, make your whole body go through something awful. When it's over, you're different.
Thomas sensed a chance to finally have a solid answer.
Different? What do you mean?
And what does it have to do with the grievers? Is that what Galley meant by being stung?
Shh!
Chuck held a finger to his mouth. Thomas almost screamed in frustration, but he kept quiet. He resolved to make Chuck tell him later, whether the guy wanted to or not. Albie and Newt had reached the crowd and pushed themselves to the front, standing right over the doors that led to the box. Everyone quieted, and for the first time, Thomas noted the grinds and rattles of the rising lift, reminding him of his own nightmarish trip the day before. Sadness washed over him, almost as if he were reliving those few terrible minutes of awakening in darkness to the memory loss. He felt sorry for whoever this new kid was, going through the same things. A muffled boom announced that the bizarre elevator had arrived. Thomas watched in anticipation as Newt and Albie took positions on opposite sides of the shaft doors. A crack split the metal square right down the middle. Simple hook handles were attached on both sides, and together they yanked them apart. With a metallic scrape, the doors were opened, and a puff of dust from the surrounding stone rose into the air. Complete silence settled over the gliders. As Newt leaned over to get a better look into the box, the faint bleating of a goat in the distance echoed across the courtyard. Thomas leaned forward as far as he possibly could, hoping to get a glance at the newcomer. With a sudden jerk, Newt pushed himself back into an upright position, his face scrunched up in confusion.
"Holy!"
he breathed, looking around at nothing in particular. By this time, Albie had gotten a good look as well, with a similar reaction.
"No way,"
he murmured, almost in a trance. A chorus of questions filled the air as everyone began pushing forward to get a look into the small opening.
"What do they see down there?"
Thomas wondered.
"What do they see?"
He felt a sliver of muted fear, similar to what he'd experienced that morning when he stepped toward the window to see the griever.
"Hold on!" Albie yelled, silencing everyone. "Just hold on!"
"Well, what's wrong?"
someone yelled back. Albie stood up.
"Two newbies in 2 days," he said, almost in a whisper. "Now this. 2 years, nothing different. Now this."
Then, for some reason, he looked straight at Thomas.
"What's going on here, Greenie?"
Thomas stared back, confused, his face turning bright red, his gut clenching. "How am I supposed to know?"
"Why don't you just tell us what the shuck is down there, Albie?"
Galley called out. There were more murmurs and another surge forward.
"You shanks, shut up!" Albie yelled. "Tell him, Newt!"
Newt looked down in the box one more time, then faced the crowd, gravely.
"It's a girl," he said.
Everyone started talking at once. Thomas only caught pieces here and there.
"A girl?
I got dibs.
What's she look like? How old is she?"
Thomas was drowning in a sea of confusion. A girl? He hadn't even thought about why the glade only had boys, no girls. Hadn't even had the chance to notice, really.
"Who is she?"
he wondered.
"Why?"
Newt shushed them again.
"That's not bloody half of it,"
he said, then pointed down into the box.
"I think she's dead."